Sheila Cochran is a union leader at a tough time for unions. It's not like it was back in the 1930s and 40s when workers in nearly every field were organizing and winning battles for better wages, benefits, and working conditions. Cochran says back then there was a national political will to move people into good-paying union jobs to grow the economy and to close the gap between the rich and the poor. We know what's happened since then. The gap between the rich and the poor has been growing. American companies are struggling to keep up with their offshore rivals, and workers are losing battles for good wages and benefits.
Our biggest problem is that we don't right now have the political climate, nor do we have a lot of politicians with the political will to understand that the only way this economy is going to grow is that you move people into good-paying, high-wage jobs.
Cochran's Milwaukee County Labor Council comprises 140 local unions. They represent 47,000 members in all different sectors.
If you put money into people's pockets and you make them consumers, consumers spend and you grow. I mean, it's not a foreign concept. It's pretty capitalistic, frankly. You have to make people consumers in order for them to spread that wealth. And it's not going to spread at the top. I mean, folks that have money at the top, they aren't spending their money here.
I asked Cochran for her view of Milwaukee's political leadership. She says she's had some great debates with Mayor Tom Barrett on issues of economic development. And what about Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker? Cochran says he just doesn't get it when it comes to growing jobs in the region. She says, take the county transit system, for example. Walker wanted to cut bus routes and increase fares to balance his budget.
The truth of the matter is, for those people that don't have driver's licenses, who don't have jobs, and who don't have cars because of those elements, if you can get them on a bus to move them to maybe where the jobs were, at least they would have transportation. When you cut the routes, when you increase the fares, and then when you blame it on budgetary items, but then you've taken this pledge that you're not going to raise taxes, in my mind, you're the problem.
Sheila Cochran says it's not just a lack of political will in Milwaukee to do unpopular things, such as increasing taxes to support public services. She also points to state laws she says stifle economic growth by making it harder for regular people to get by. For example, she says a phenomenal number of tax loopholes let companies avoid paying their fair share.
There is not a business in the state of Wisconsin that cannot claim, and we know this for a fact now, that they aren't getting subsidized in any and every kind of way. And the imbalance has switched that the little guy is paying a larger portion now of what the businesses used to pay, and that gap has grown. And until we close that gap up, we'll never get out of this spiral.
Cochran says lawmakers, especially those who've promised not to raise taxes, should at least look at ways to close tax loopholes. But she says politicians aren't completely to blame for companies leaving Milwaukee or the city's 7.3% unemployment rate, the second highest in the state. She says citizens are also at fault, the ones who don't vote or don't hold their elected officials accountable. Cochran says unions have worked for years to increase their members' engagement in the political process. She says there was a time when becoming a union member was tantamount to becoming a U.S. citizen.
When you begin to look at the demise of organized labor in this country, you also begin to look at the demise of that holistic citizen type of voice, and that's troubling. And so we have a lot to do on our side of the house in order to keep that going and to push it forward.
Later in our Project Milwaukee series, we'll hear from the leaders Sheila Cochran spoke about in our interview, Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett and Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker. I'm Erin Toner, 89.7 WUWM.